Hello and welcome to episode 27 of BuzzHub's Front Seat Cinema, the weekly film podcast where I bring you the latest movie news, reviews, box office results. Now, it's only been a few days since our last episode. Our last episode I recorded on June 3rd, that I believe was Tuesday, and today is Friday, so not much of a gap, but I had time to do another episode, and I thought, well, I might as well do another short enough episode in that time. I'm going to begin by reviewing Edge of Tomorrow. Well, I'm not going to officially review Edge of Tomorrow. I'm not going to go in-depth on the philosophical themes of Doug Liman's new film, but I will briefly discuss what I thought of it. I thought Edge of Tomorrow was great. I loved Edge of Tomorrow. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was thrilling. I thought it was funny. I thought it was entertaining. I thought Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt were both at their absolute best. I thought it was visually stunning. I thought the special effects were superb. I thought the story was brilliantly structured. The script was really strong. I thought Emily Blunt's character was one of the strongest female characters we've seen in ages. I thought this was one of the most thoroughly and purely entertaining, fun and clever blockbusters we've seen in the last few years, and I really could not recommend it more. I couldn't recommend it highly enough. And Edge of Tomorrow is now on release in the US, in the UK, and elsewhere. And I didn't have that high expectations for this film. I really wasn't even aware of it until a few months ago. Although I had posted the trailer and such on BuzzHub, I wasn't that impressed by the trailer. But the film really surprised me. I heard a lot of good things about it. I was still wasn't totally sure, and I went into it, and I was just really, really enjoyed myself with it. I had it. It was a thrill ride of a film, and I highly recommend you go to see Edge of Tomorrow. Now, this weekend's other big release in the US, which is actually expected to be a bigger financially more successful film this weekend, at least, than Edge of Tomorrow, is The Fault in Our Stars, the adaptation of the John Green novel. Unfortunately, I haven't seen The Fault in Our Stars. It's not released in Ireland and the UK in for another 2 weeks, I believe, so I haven't gotten a chance to see that yet. I may have seen it at a screening before the next episode, but I'm not too sure about that. I'm a big fan of John Green's book. I think it's one of the best young adult novels of the last few years. I think it's very, very intelligently written and moving teenage drama, and I hope the film lives up to it. I can't say I'm a huge fan of Shailene Woodley, and I haven't seen Josh Boone's previous film, Stuck in Love, so I can't really judge him as a director, but I've heard good things, and it's getting very good reviews, as is Edge of Tomorrow, which is getting superb reviews. And I will say this, Edge of Tomorrow, I gave it 5 stars in my review on BuzzHub. I've only given 3 films 5 stars so far this year. The Muppets Most Wanted, which is currently still my number one film of the year. The Grand Budapest Hotel, which, while disappointing as a Wes Anderson film, was still excellent. And Edge of Tomorrow is the third 5-star film of the year. X-Men Days of Future Past, I did not give 5 stars to. I came close, but I had some serious problems with that film, with just stopping me giving 5 stars. So X-Men Days of Future Past edges in just behind Edge of Tomorrow as my 4th favorite film of the year. So my top 5 films of 2014 at the moment would be Muppets Most Wanted, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Edge of Tomorrow, X-Men Days of Future Past, and I suppose then Captain America the Winter Soldier. I think I actually have a list of this done on BuzzHub. I'll have to take a look now for you, just for 2 seconds. Did I have The Winter Soldier as number 4? Yes, I did. So, got Muppets Most Wanted, Grand Budapest Hotel, Edge of Tomorrow, the Lego Movie. Also, I forgot about the Lego Movie. Well, the Lego Movie's in there somewhere, and X-Men Days of Future Past, and Captain America the Winter Soldier is there too. So they're all excellent films. But Edge of Tomorrow, if you have a chance to see it, highly recommend it. It's better than Maleficent. It's just better than X-Men Days of Future Past. It's better than Blended. I haven't seen A Million Ways to Die in the West, and I have not seen The Fault in Our Stars. But I've heard very bad things about A Million Ways to Die in the West, and I can't say I'm ecstatic about seeing it, at least not as much as I was at the beginning of the year when I had very high expectations for A Million Ways to Die in the West. But you know what? Neil Patrick Harris is in it. It can't be all that awful. So before I go, I'll just go through a little bit of film and TV news from the past few days. Emma Watson and Miles Teller are in talks for a musical called La La Land from the director of Whiplash called Damien Chazelle. Whiplash was the big winner at the Sundance Film Festival this year. It starred Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons, and I believe it's being released over the summer. And they're both in talks for this. I don't know if Emma Watson can sing, but I would be interested in seeing that, as would many Harry Potter fans and Emma Watson fans. Although I can't say I'm a big Emma Watson fan. I think she's a highly overrated actress, and I'm not quite sure why she's still getting roles after Harry Potter. In other Harry Potter-related news, J.K. Rowling's The Casual Vacancy miniseries got a cast list today. Several of the major characters were announced, including Michael Gambon. Now, Michael Gambon isn't playing a huge role. I read the book of Casual Vacancy. I was a big fan of it, unlike many Harry Potter fans who were, well, didn't really understand the book, in my opinion, especially Americans who perfectly reasonably didn't really relate to the British class system. The themes in it related to the British class system, which, although not being British myself, I have witnessed many times, and it's very similar to here in Ireland. And I thought The Casual Vacancy was an excellent novel, really, really superb. And the cast of the miniseries, so Michael Gambon, who of course played Dumbledore in the Harry Potter films, great actor. He's playing Howard Mollison, and if I remember correctly from the book, that's not a huge character. He does have a substantial enough role. The other big name here is Rory Kinnear. He was in Skyfall, I believe, and he's a respected theatre actor. He's playing Barry Fairbrother. Now, Barry Fairbrother, I don't think it's a spoiler about the book to say, dies within the first chapter because, you know, it's on the blurb on the back cover. He dies, and his death kind of is the catalyst for the events of the novel. So he's got a very small role. Also cast at I'm not aware of any of these other actors, I must say. Julia McKenzie is playing Howard Mollison's wife, Shirley. She's a pretty big character. Howard's son, Miles, is being played by Rufus Jones, and his wife, Samantha, is being played by Keeley Hawes. They're substantial characters. I think I've heard of Keeley Hawes, but I'd have to look her up. Keeley Forsyth, another Keeley, is playing Terry Whedon. Terry Whedon, I think, is the heroin addict, and her daughter Crystal, who's arguably the main character in the novel, very tragic character. She's being played by a newcomer called Abigail Laurie, and you can look up Abigail Laurie and find out about her online if you haven't seen her in anything, although I haven't seen many of these actors. Keeley Hawes, now, she's a British TV actor. Okay, I probably have heard of her. So that's that story about The Casual Vacancy, and that miniseries will be on at the end of the year on BBC, and I believe also on HBO, I'm not too sure. Divergent, starring Shailene Woodley. They're making a sequel right now called Insurgent, and they've cast two new actors in it. Naomi Watts, who isn't at a very good point in her career right now. She recently starred in Diana, which was a complete and utter flop, and I saw, and is one of the worst films I've seen in a very long time. And she got some bad publicity during the marketing for that film. She behaved absurdly in an interview with Simon Mayo from the BBC. He asked her perfectly reasonable questions, and she got very she reacted in a very odd way. I'd recommend looking up the interview; it's very interesting. But Naomi Watts, anyway, she's going to be an Insurgent. But perhaps more interestingly, Daniel Day Kim, who played Jin on Lost, Lost being my favorite television series of all time, pretty much. And Daniel Day-Kim, he plays Jin. He's great in Lost. He barely ever speaks one word of English in the whole six seasons. He's in every season of the show, and he only starts speaking English in the fifth season, and even then he doesn't speak a lot of English. And the fact that his character is still so relatable to English-speaking audiences is fantastic. He's a great character, great actor, Daniel Day-Kim, and it's nice to see him getting some film work. There were some new posters released for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Two versions of the same poster, I say. One of them with Caesar riding a horse, and there's a bridge burning behind him, and it looks great. And then for some reason they decided to release an alternative version with this giant, badly photoshopped, superimposed Jason Clarke head hovering in the sky, which looks utterly ridiculous and fan-made, and I think that poster has sort of been pulled back by Fox after their they're witnessing the negative reaction. Denzel Washington is in talks for The Magnificent Seven, which Antoine Fuqua is rumored to be directing. Not much more news about that. Bill Condon, who made Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2, he's also currently, I believe, making a Sherlock Holmes film with Ian McKellen called A Slight Trick of the Mind. He's going to be directing Disney's new live-action Beauty and the Beast off the heels of Maleficent's success last weekend. What did it have been on the last episode? Josh Trank is going to be directing this is the biggest film story of the week. Josh Trank, director of Chronicle and the upcoming Fantastic Four reboot, is the second director announced to be helming a Star Wars spin-off, the first being Gareth Edwards, Godzilla director. He was announced to be directing the first Star Wars spin-off, which is going to be released in Christmas 2016, exactly a year after J.J. Abrams' Star Wars Episode 7, and now Josh Trank will be directing another Star Wars spin-off, which will presumably be released in 2018, I suppose. Every second year these are being made. I liked Chronicle. I didn't love it. I liked it. Some people really, really responded well to that film. I thought it was very good, but it wasn't fantastic. And the Fantastic Four reboot, well, we can only rumor about that. So I don't know what to make of this. The Star Wars spin-offs I'm slightly skeptical about. I think that the J.J. Abrams films are very promising, and Disney should be focusing on making those as good and as successful as they can. Marvel have been throwing out some new headlines since our last episode to continue to distract from the Ant-Man fiasco. They've had Edgar Wright drop out as director, Adam McKay drop out as director. Another rumor this week said Ruben Fleischer is refusing to direct the film, or he dropped out of negotiations. Really, I think Ross and Marshall Thurber is the only option Marvel have left. But to distract from these, they of course are releasing a bunch of other news in relation to Josh Brolin as Thanos, and now Doctor Strange. Scott Derrickson is the man who will be helming Doctor Strange. He made Sinister, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and The Day the Earth Stood Still, which is the only one of those films I've seen and which I thought was positively awful. Rumored to be playing Doctor Strange this week was Jared Leto, which I think would actually be a very strong choice, but we'll have to wait and see more about that. I was slightly confused about the small name they chose to make this film, considering. Although James Gunn was another director I hadn't heard of when he was chosen for Guardians of the Galaxy, so you never know. And I'm very hopeful about that film. Another major story this week was Jupiter Ascending was pushed back. It was due to be released on July 18th, just over a month away. And Warner Brothers have pushed it back to February, which is a huge, huge move. Jupiter Ascending, I don't think anyone was looking forward to this film. Really weak marketing, bad trailers, and the Wachowskis are not a reliable directing team following Cloud Atlas. So it makes sense for them to push this film into obviously the special effects. They claim the special effects weren't finished, but they also don't want this being released in the summer when people will actually respond negatively to it. I think Warner Brothers expect that if they save it till February, nobody will notice it when it's released, and it'll just pass by because it's obviously quite bad. So now there's July is one more blockbuster down, and really the only major film being released in July is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So considering July used to be the biggest month for films, you used to have Independence Day weekend, huge films are released. This Independence Day weekend this year, there's only one film being released, and it's Tammy with Melissa McCarthy. Now, Transformers Age of Extinction will still be in theaters, but the only movie released that weekend is Tammy. And then you used to also have the big Warner Brothers blockbusters released in mid-July. You had Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight Trilogy, you had Harry Potter, you had Inception, and there's nothing like that this year. And, July is very sparse of blockbusters, and it's disappointing, because I like going to the cinema in July, and, this year there's only one film for me to see. But I wouldn't have seen Jupiter Ascending anyway, because, as I said, it looks awful. So that's the end of episode 27 of BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz. Thank you for Box Office Buzz, Front Seat Cinema. Thank you for downloading. I'll be back later in the week or next week with the box office results for Fault in Our Stars and Edge of Tomorrow, maybe a review of Fault in Our Stars, maybe a review of A Million Ways to Die in the West, and the latest movie news. Will Jared Leto be cast as Doctor Strange before the next episode? Probably not. We'll have to find out. Thank you for listening. Visit buzzhub.info and follow us on Twitter. We're twitter.com/frontseatcinema and now facebook.com/frontseatcinema. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.